This is Ozarks at Large. We have arrived at a Thursday afternoon. Thank you for making time to be with us. Last month, Mangan Holcomb Partners Team SI and the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau launched a statewide online resource for Arkansans. UpliftArkansas.com is a hub of information that businesses and nonprofits can use to update consumers and donors with their availability. In creating the website, Team SI received direct assistance from Google for costs associated with Google Maps and Google Places APIs, naming the organization as part of its crisis response team. The Arkansas Department of Agriculture is partnering with Uplift Arkansas to add an interactive COVID-19 food access map to the site. Earlier this week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with Sarah Lane, the department's farm-to-school and early childhood education program coordinator, to learn more about the new partnership.
Our specific partnership was really looking at farms and farmers markets because so much has shifted there to a lot of online markets, and we wanted to provide an avenue for farmers to be able to list their information and their changes. And so that's sort of where this all came from. And kind of at the exact same time, the Arkansas Department of Agriculture, with many other food access partners, we were developing an Arkansas COVID-19 food access map that listed farms and farmers markets. Any Arkansas-grown, Arkansas-made members could list information there. But then it also, on another side, had all the school meal offerings because districts are working really hard to provide meals to kids. And so we wanted to, as best as we could, you know, and continue to do, is provide the most up-to-date information so that families and children can find food with their school district. And then we also partnered with some of the food banks, and we're also listing some of their information. So there's these three levels of school meals, community meals, and then local food. And that local food section is really where we decided to partner with Uplift, because what they were providing on their website was more restaurants and businesses. And so together it was a good kind of partnership.
So me, as a typical Arkansan, if I go to the map, how do I use it? What will I be able to do and to look for?
Yeah. So the map right now is a great resource to see sort of statewide snapshot of where meals and food are available. So there are three layers that are different colors. The school meals are yellow, so you can zoom into your address or you can search in the search bar. It's on a Google Maps platform too, so you can use this on your phone or on the web, online, whatever is easiest for you. And you can zoom in and you can see yellow as school meals, and it lists times, dates, locations. You can see community and food pantries are in purple, and then you can see any local food in green. So to differentiate those layers, and you can zoom right into your city, or if you're trying to help a family member or a friend in another part of Arkansas, you can zoom into their section and be able to see what's available there.
There's something like 1400 data points on the map, which is quite a lot. So probably incredibly helpful to people who need it. If I am someone who is trying to provide food to those in need, how do I get my information on there? Maybe say I'm a church and I've decided to start a food pantry or some kind of food service because of the pandemic. How would I get my information on there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you want to get your information on the map, actually, if you find the map on our, it's on our Facebook, it's on our website, but it's at the very top on the top left, we've put the Google survey link. So if anyone wants to add anything, they can click on that link and then they can fill out the Google survey form, which then pumps to everyone who's on the team working on this. And then we update the map to include information there.
In gathering this information about these resources, what kind of stories have you heard from people in terms of how the pandemic is affecting hunger and food insecurity around the state?
Yeah, that is a great question. Well, first, I've heard just so much thanks and excitement when we have a whole verification team that's been helping from other food access partners, like I was saying. So with all of our school meals, we're trying to go through and update those on a weekly basis. And so many of the members who are helping on the verification team are just so impressed with the work that child nutrition directors are doing right now to make sure that kids have access to food. And they're just hearing great stories of innovative ideas like running bus routes to give meals to kids, or just how how long of a line there is, you know, that this food is really important right now to these families. So we're hearing, you know, excitement and positive sides on the school meals, but it is a lot of work and we're hearing that too. And then with farmers, you know, kind of mixed reviews, but for the most part, hearing that most farmers are doing well and they're shifting markets. So they're shifting markets away from schools, shifting markets away from restaurants because they're not purchasing the same amount, but their online sales have skyrocketed. Their community supported agriculture, their CSAs are totally sold out, that their on-farm sales are, you know, skyrocketing as well. So for the most part, we've been hearing lots of positivity, but I think it's a struggle overall though, as we're kind of adjusting to this new normal and moving into new markets and using new technology. So we all have a learning curve with that right now, but I would say overall we're feeling and hearing good and positive things right now. And that then on the flip side, hearing from the public who are using the map, someone, a food access partner the other day told me that they were having a conversation with someone who was just so concerned on like, how do they find food right now? And they were able to share the map with them and walk through and zoom into their city and found some options that they could provide to that person so that hopefully we can relieve some of that concern that families are feeling.
Many Arkansans deal with food insecurity even in normal times. So once the pandemic ends, do you think that you'll keep the map or add to it? Or are you thinking about, have you thought that far yet?
Yeah, I think we're trying to think that far. Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, in schools, you know, 65% of our kids receive free or reduced lunch already in Arkansas. So you're definitely correct that we've experienced food insecurity in our state. I think we definitely want to continue the map. And we'll just continue to adjust though, you know, as we're moving into the summertime, some districts might adjust their school meal offerings. As this partnership with Uplift continues to develop, we might change the map in some way to kind of reflect more information. I think that we realized that there was this need. And so we just jumped in and we were reactionary and we thought, this is what we need right now to just provide this access to families in Arkansans. And now we're kind of being able to, we're able to step back a little bit and think what's sustainable. You know, like you said, there's 1400 data points. It's a lot to continue to go through and verify. So what is the best way to provide all this information to the people in Arkansas in a way that's sustainable, in a way that people can reach it? We're trying to think of other technology, maybe a texting system so that people in rural parts of the state might be able to access that information if their internet is a little limited. So we're trying to think innovatively and continuing to adjust as things change with COVID-19.
That was Sarah Lane, Farm to School and Early Childhood Education Program Coordinator for the Arkansas Department of Agriculture. She spoke over Zoom with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week. The food access map can be found at upliftarkansas.com.